This is Mike Moyer, Product Manager for Entrust, and this is a HelpNet Security podcast on enterprise authentication issues. What are the burning issues for CXOs in your enterprise today? As we've all seen on the internet and on TV recently, threats keep evolving. They keep getting more and more difficult to manage and much more invasive on the enterprise organization. It's not just the person in the basement anymore trying to hack in to see if they can or to steal a little bit of information or get a little bit of extra money. This is very sophisticated attacks carried out by hacktivists, by state-sponsored terrorism and fraud and organized crime. And if you look at the hacks that have occurred in the last year, companies like RSA, Lockheed Martin, Barracuda, L3, Komodo, DigiNotar, these companies have all been hacked. These are very sophisticated companies, very security conscious companies. So to think that we're not vulnerable to attack by these organizations is a folly for enterprise. And it's not just the financial institutions that are being targeted anymore. It's also people like defense contractors and others that are carrying sensitive information, whether that's product information or customer information. So this is weighing heavily on the CXO's mind. Other issues that they have is just the uncoordinated identities within your organization. Most organizations have a variety of different groups that are responsible for different areas and for maximizing their business, and they set up their own applications. So your finance organization, your IT organization, your HR organization, your R&D organization will have different applications that they have that allow them to move their business forward. And they have different authentication requirements. Some may be very strong, some may be weak. And the result is that you have an uncoordinated security platform as an organization to combat fraud, and you also end up with a lot of different authentication methods per user. And when that happens, people do what comes naturally. They try to make it easier on themselves. So if I have to remember 10 different passwords, I'm likely to remember or try to just narrow it down to have maybe one or two different passwords. The issue becomes that people will have the same password for Facebook that they have for my internal HR portal, and then they become susceptible to phishing attacks and spear phishing attacks, etc. So CXOs are really worried about the number of identities and the fact that they're uncoordinated within the organization. Consumerization is also playing a role in bring your own device, as you're now introducing devices that may be a personal device or even company issued devices that are not known to the organization and not issued by the organization. So you have all these different devices that you don't recognize or may not recognize, and you need to be able to coordinate those as well. Authentication in the cloud. A lot of companies are moving their applications to the cloud. Cloud is growing now at a rate 5 times faster than packaged goods. And the result is that you have, again, less control over the authentication policies and procedures, because those organizations are now implementing their own access control. And in most cases, because they're newer companies to cloud, they're focused more on getting their service up and running and maximizing the benefit for the users as opposed to authentication. So there's still a lot of them on username and password or very simple means of authentication. So it's simple authentication, less secure, and out in the cloud where you don't have control. Another area that's become more and more prominent in the minds of CXOs is physical access. Traditionally, this has been something that has been taken care of by your facilities group or your security group, and it's separate from the rest of the organization, from the IT organization. They don't talk together. There's been changes in the technology that now allow those to be brought together and coordinated. At the same time, people are realizing that the traditional systems that have been used are very insecure and can be easily cloned. And this creates, obviously, a security problem for access to the information that's on your physical servers and your laptops, but also protection of your employees in a day and age when terrorism threats have become increased. You want to be able to protect your people as well. So they want to be able to bring those two together, physical access and logical access. And then, of course, everybody's always worried about compliance and the increasing amount of compliance regulations that are in the market. So what do they want to do? What does a CXO ideally like to see in their organization? They want to reduce the complexity. They want to bring together the various systems and make it easier to administer, easier for the users, have reduced number of authenticators that the users have to use and the administrators have to administer. They want to this will help reduce the security risk by closing all the loopholes and the various areas that a fraudster could try to get in. It helps to ensure compliance, it lowers your total cost of ownership, and allows the CXOs and their organizations to spend less time focused on protecting your resources and more time focused on business enablement and how they can help the internal and external customers to maximize the advantage of working with that company. And they want to bring this, do this across their whole business, whether it's you know, your diverse user groups, your applications, mobile devices, and whether that is in-house or in the cloud. So when they're looking at doing that, probably the best approach is an authentication platform. And that means that you have a number of different authentication methods that either can be standalone like a hard token, can be web-based like a KBA, or it could be on a mobile device. But it allows you to mix and match your authentication method depending on your user group and depending on the applications you're trying to protect, but bringing it back to one authentication source for management and compliance. You want to be able to solve it once, whether that's your users or your applications or your devices you're trying to protect, whether it's logical access, physical access, cloud or mobile. One platform that can solve all of your different use cases and all of your different technologies in one central location.